Well, 2025 has certainly had some challenges, but for the most part, yields were pretty good and better than expected. Maybe you all have started to compile your to-do list, and one of those items may be re-examining your farmland leasing arrangements for your family farm. Whether your leasing arrangements include cropland, pasture, or both, this can be a very challenging component of your farming enterprise. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. It is estimated that more than 50% of Kansas farmland and pasture land is rented and is a growing prominence with many producers. Different types of leases have been developed to meet the needs of the modern Kansas farmer and rancher. It is important that both parties to a farm or ranch lease understand the details of their lease agreement and the laws that can affect their lease. Leases can be written or oral. However, a written lease is highly encouraged as it will help and make sure the rights of all parties involved are clearly defined and understood. An oral lease is only enforceable for 1 year, generally until March 1, whereas a written lease may cover any period of time. If you are the tenant or the landowner, there are specific dates that are important to remember. One of the dates is coming up in January, which is the termination notice for an oral lease. Kansas law specifies that proper written notice of termination be delivered to the tenant at least 30 days prior to March 1 in order to terminate the lease for that year, except written leases that specify another termination date. So the date for 2026 would be January 29th. If proper written notice is not given to the tenant 30 days prior to March 1, then the tenant will maintain possession of the property until March 1 of the following year, or 2027. Stop by any K-State Research and Extension Post Rock District office for a copy of the Kansas Agricultural Lease Law publication, along with sample farm or pasture land leases and other helpful information. This is the 14th year that our Post Rock Extension District has conducted a leasing arrangement survey in each of our 5 counties of our district, including Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Osborne, and Smith. The 2025 lease survey is being conducted and will be compiled and published by approximately mid-January. The lease reports will be available at any of our Post Rock offices, along with on our website at postrock.ksu.edu. If you have questions regarding farmland leasing arrangements, contact myself or Blair at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Extension Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a blessed holiday season.